Guadarrama Mountains of Spain. Lest Catholics in particular forget, on the 60th anniversary of their sacrifice, it is time to retell their story, especially for our young people who have been denied heroism and crusade and may yet be called upon for martyrdom. The story must be told honestly, with full respect for historical truth, but let no man demand that it be neutral. There are no neutral histories of the Spanish Civil War. Everyone who writes of that shattering conflict must choose his side, and everyone who writes of it does choose his side, whether he admits it or not. In the words of the French Catholic poet Paul Claudel, "Heaven and hell are put into your hand, and you have 40 seconds to choose. 40 seconds, too long. Sister Spain, Holy Spain, you have chosen. 11 bishops, 16,000 priests massacred, and not one apostasy. Ah, might I, like you, one day raise my voice to testify in the splendor of noontide." Winter, January through March. For more than 1,000 years, Spain had been the sword of Christendom. Her sons had fought and won the longest war in the history of the world, the 770-year struggle against the Moors who invaded and conquered Spain from Arabia and North Africa, bringing their Muslim faith. Conquered it all but a tiny mountain area in the far north, where embattled King Pelayo proclaimed in 722, "Our hope is in Christ. This little mountain will be the salvation of Spain." Over that immense span of time, he and his descendants and their people made that promise good. Acre by acre, mile by mile, they redeemed their land from its conquerors by their blood. During the 150 years after the completion of the Reconquest, Spain opened up America and became the leading power in the world. A long decline was followed by an astonishing rise from the ashes in defiance of would-be world conqueror Napoleon Bonaparte, heir to the French Revolution. But during the remainder of the 19th century, Spain lost her way again. And this time her decline was not only political and economic, but moral and spiritual. The legitimacy of her monarchy was challenged by the strongly Catholic movement known as Carlism, in a series of civil wars. Her parliament was discredited by rampant corruption. Her remaining overseas territories were badly misgoverned. In 1898, Spain was grotesquely humiliated in a war with the United States, in which the Philippine Islands, which she had ruled for more than 300 years, were taken from her without a single casualty to the attacking force. And the Spanish warships sent to hold Cuba were scuttled in the open sea rather than fight a hopeless contest. The wave of national shame that followed was skillfully turned to their own advantage by those who wanted to make Spain less Catholic and more revolutionary. Large segments of Spanish society were alienated from the national heritage. Among intellectuals taught to despise Spain's Catholic glories, among workers newly come to the cities and torn from their traditional roots, among even rural people in the hot, dry South, where excessively large estates created a gulf between the owners of the land and the laborers on it, and among the restless, angry Catalans of the North, who more and more emphasized their ethnic distinction from the rest of Spain, the popularity of revolutionary movements grew. National unions of socialists and even anarchists burgeoned to memberships of hundreds of thousands. No country in all history has had nearly so many organized anarchists as Spain had by 1931. In proportion to the total population of the country, the Communist Party in Spain at the beginning of 1936 was larger than the Bolshevik Party in Russia at the beginning of 1917. The year in which it took power. Yet another military disaster in Morocco in 1921 led to a strong patriotic reaction among most of the high-ranking army officers